On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, they're the distinguishing characteristics that define the essence of humanity. The ways humans naturally think, feel, and act. In other words, human nature. It's also the personification of the distinguishing characteristics that define the world in which we live. Things like the weather, photosynthesis, and petrification. In other words, Mother Nature. While Mother Nature isn't nearly as scary as human nature, it's Mother Nature who rules the roost. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the help of the seldom seen Bill Grant and Delia Bell, Bill Evans and Jim Van Cleve will be exploring human nature, Mother Nature, children of nature, and the nature of the beast. Coming up this Mother Nature is the Great Equalizer, You Can't Get Away From It, edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. In 1982, Michael Jackson's single Human Nature peaked at number 7 on Billboard's Hot 100. The song was written by Steve Porcaro of Toto after his first grade daughter came home from school crying because a boy had pushed her off a slide. He tried to comfort her by giving her 3 reasons why the boy acted that way. Number 1, the boy liked her. 2, people can be strange. And 3, it's human nature.
Looking out across the nighttime, the city winks a sleepless eye. Hear her voice shake my window, sweet seducing sighs. Get me out into the nighttime, walls won't hold me tonight. If this town is just an apple, let me take a bite. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why does it do me that way? If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Electric eyes are everywhere. Indeed, that girl, she knows I'm watching. She likes the way I stare. They say, why? Tell them that it's human nature. Why? Does he do me that way? Human nature, why does it do me that way? I like living this way. I like loving this way. The morning, the city's heart begins to beat. Reaching out, I touch her shoulder. I'm dreaming of the street. They say, why? Tell them that it's human nature. Why does it do me that way? If they say why?
Honey Wagon with Human Nature, swipe from their Songs from Neverland bluegrassy salute to Michael Jackson. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown, where we'll be comparing and contrasting human nature versus Mother Nature, although they're perhaps one and the same, since all living things are sons and daughters of nature, including the chestnut mare in the Newgrass Revival's When the Storm is Over. The chestnut mare is meek and mild. You know she's Mother Nature's child. She stands undaunted in the rain. The water drips off tail and mane.
Thank you.
In 1968, the Beatles journeyed to India, where they studied transcendental meditation from the Maharishi. After hearing one of the Maharishi's teachings on nature, Paul McCartney wrote Mother Nature's Son, which appeared on the boys' classic White album. The song has been recorded by a slew of folks, including John Denver in 1972, who was going to use it as a title for his next album, but changed that after writing a song called Rocky Mountain High. That was Sugar Beet covering the song on their self-titled Planet Bluegrass endeavor. And the Newgrass Revival went first with the title track to their Flying Fish excursion, When the Storm is Over. Continuing with the notion that we're all children of nature, South Loomis Quickstep suggests that humans are like rivers. We all live, move, and have our being through instincts.
Rain's falling softly on the mountain, forming into streams naturally. Hey, can you hear it rolling down the canyon, rolling on its way home to the sea? Trees have all gone bare in northern country. Their leaves have left and will be gone till spring. Now the naked limbs must bear the brunt of winter. Sleep until the birds return to sing. But a river never knows where it came from, and a tree never asks where it's going to. They are driven by an instinct born a billion years ago. Oh, what else can a child nature do? All the short years, they run so quickly by. And it seems as if you were born only yesterday. But at tomorrow's dawn, you have to die. But a man never knows where he came from. Where he's going to. He is driven by an instinct born a billion years ago. Oh, what else can a child of nature do? Tell me, what else can a child
South Loomis Quickstep singing Child of Nature from their Copperwood LP, Satin Rose. We'll leave it up to Jim Van Cleave to usher us through our break with Nature of the Beast from his No Apologies project. Jim writes, quote, "This track ended up having a relentless, dark, and edgy mood. like you need to look over your shoulder. You're not sure why. Perfect. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be looking at the nature of things, nature's plan, and otherwise letting Mother Nature have her way. Coming up immediately following our break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back with the song Carl Smith first recorded and took to number one on the Billboard charts for 8 weeks in 1951, Let Old Mother Nature Have Her Way, which is always a good idea since you never, under any circumstances, want to mess with Mother Nature. This is the seldom seen. ¶¶
set your little old heart on fire and do the things that lovers always do. So put your little hand in mine, I'll buy you a diamond ring so fine, and then we'll build a bungalow for two. Closer, a little closer.
There ain't no use to stay so far away. So darling, turn on all your charms
while I hold you in my arms.
Let all Mother Nature have her way.
I'm going to win at last. So cuddle up and be my turtle dove.
Closer,
a little closer.
I guess I should feel sorry for the things I did and said that made her cry and wanna die. Being right's like being dead. Dead's exactly how I feel. And pride has scarred these lips ever since they touched the damn fruit on that tree and blinded me. Wrong is how my life began, and right is something I have never been. My heart has forgotten the song that it sings. Here I am on my knees again, and I still can't tell you why. Waking up from empty dreams lights up the dark and breaks my heart in two and makes me new. 'Cause wrong. Wrong is how my life.
the nature of things. Take me back to the nature of things. Take me back to the nature of things. Here I am on my knees again. Now I can tell you why.
Seasons in my heart, for you play the leading part. All the flowers will bloom eternally. Your leaving will bring all them sorrow, and my tears like withered leaves will fall. But spring could bring some glad tomorrow. Darling, we could be happy after all.
As it is nature's plan, no season gets the upper hand. Oh, how I tried to keep this fact in mind. The trees are bare, the cold wind blows, and by experience we'll know that winter comes, but spring is close behind. The Del McCurry Band with Seasons of My Heart, lifted from their Rounder release, Blue Side of Town. Act of Congress was in the middle, wanting to get back to the nature of things, since their hearts have forgotten the songs they sing, or something like that. That's from the group's Declaration CD. And the Seldom Seen, with the great John Duffy singing lead, gave us Let Old Mother Nature Have Her Way, as rendered on the band Sugar Hill outing After Midnight. While Mother Nature has her bad side, she also possesses almost unspeakable beauty and can provide much comfort and joy. Sometimes, like the country gentleman in this next tune, you just need to climb Redwood Hill and talk to Mother Nature for a while.
On a rainy day to rise above the crowd. for the likes of you and me. And I tried to comfort her, but she would not be still. And how the rain did fall as I found my way back down the Redwood Hill.
Come along with me to the quiet, shady nook where flowers bloom at the side of the brook. Nature is sleeping. The birds are at rest. I'll place a wild rose on your beautiful breast. Reno and Harold singing an old parlor song that dates back to 1902 when it was first waxed by L.A. Davis and M.J. Fitzpatrick. A number of old-timers, including the Carter family and the Blue Sky Boys, recorded it in the 20s and 30s. Reno and Harrell cut their version in November 1967, and it appears most readily these days on their Gusto collection, 1963 to 1972. And the Country Gentlemen were immediately prior covering Gordon Lightfoot's Redwood Hill. Whitewater, brothers Greg and Brad Davis, with Marty Stewart helping out on the mandolin, will get us through our break and into more bluegrassical mischief with their instrumental Ruminations on Human Nature, which appears on their No Gold on the Highway project. Biggs, and we'll continue exploring the gentle side of Mother Nature with Grandpa's Cough Medicine, the Culture Vultures, and Bill Grant and Delia Bell upon our return from our just about to happen break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We have returned, still basking in Mother Nature's glory. It's been said that if you want to nurture your mind, body, and soul, just take a quiet walk with Mother Nature. And perhaps more to the point, if you can't be in awe of Mother Nature, then there's something wrong with you. This is Bill Grant and Delia Bell with Mother Nature's Copyright.
I was raised up in the mountains where the birds all whistle bluegrass. And the crickets play their fiddles every night. The cows harmonizing while the big full moon is rising. They'd play their music till the break of light. I love that good old mountain music that drifted through my window every night. It wasn't imprisoned by measures and bars. Mother Nature held the copyright. Whippoorwills at best are singing sad and lonely ballads, and the bullfrogs keep a strong and steady beat. Halfway through the chorus you could hear the hounds obey, and the raccoon in the oak tree by the creek. I love that good old mountain music that drifted through my window every night. It wasn't imprisoned by measures and bars. Mother Nature held the copyright. Sometimes in the evening when I'm feeling sad and lonely, I close my eyes and let my thoughts run deep. I'm back there in the cabin laying by the open window, and the mountain music sings me all to sleep. I love that good old mountain music that drifted through my window every night. It wasn't imprisoned by measures and bars. Mother Nature held the copyright.
Supper on the end of a line. Fishing's so damn good here, it ought to be a grind. Gonna eat high on the hog tonight, it won't cost us a dime. I've got supper on the end of a line, and buddy, you can start being mine. If the world ends tomorrow, I'd wait till we'd be fine. We know how to skin a deer, grow food and cast a line. Slam, we're gonna dine. I got a white-tailed doe centered in my sights. She came out of the tree line at the break of morning light. Her meat is what I'm after, and to some it don't seem right. The way my family survives, then buddy, you can't starve me and mine. If the world ends tomorrow, I'd wait till we'd be fine. We know how to skin a deer, grow food and cast a line. On the bounty of this land, we're gonna die.
Grandpa's Cough Medicine with Nature's Bounty from their Jailbird Blues release. And Bill Grant and Delia Bell were on the front end with Mother Nature's Copyright. That comes from their Kaimishi LP, The Blues, Mountain Style, and was written by Betty Ann Owens, a country singer and rodeo cowgirl who tells of her childhood in the beautiful Washita Valley in Oklahoma. You're hearing about nature and natures thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs for you at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. The Culture Vultures evolved out of a D.C. area band called the Sprouts of Grass and were based in Ann Arbor. They took their name from the fact they literally ate up traditional music culture. This one's written by their guitarist and lead singer, Sid Rosenberg, where nature is our friend.
I'd like to wander back to my family's little shack on the farm where the Shenandoah bends. We'd hunt, stuff, and eat all the critters that we'd meet at our home in Shenandoah, where nature is our friend. With fondness I recall my mother's dinner call: come quickly, children, time to slaughter hogs. Each child would hold a leg while she cut from tail to head and fed the gizzards to my happy dog. When December snow was falling, I could hear dear daddy calling, come quickly, son, let's cook our Christmas turkey. We'd drag it from the shed while mother wrang its neck at my home in Shenandoah, where nature is our friend. Got a possum up a tree, my brother John would scream. We'd poke it with a torch of kerosene. And when it'd fall and run, I'd shoot the old shotgun, the one I got for Christmas from dear old dad and mom. In the spring we'd fish the lake, Pa would harvest fishing bait. He'd stick his big electrode in the ground. He'd yell, turn on the power. Just like springtime flowers, worms would start appearing all around. Where the Shenandoah bends, all nature is our friend. We'd barbecue wild squirrels on the grill. Dear Mom, it was delicious. I recall her breezy kisses at her home in Shenandoah. The odor lingers on. At our home in Shenandoah, where nature is our friend.
On new plowed ground, a distant cowbell sound. Tall trees reach the misty blue, and all of their leaves of green are shadows on a mountain stream. Dogwood and mountain laurel bloom, a welcome mat for nature's living room. Blue to go home again to see my mountain friend. Nighttime gathers in the crowd. Listen to the children sing. Hear the banjos ring. From a lonely hill, listen to the whippoorwill. Old time fiddle.
here playing a tune that I love so dear. Blue Ridge Mountains calling me. I wanna go home again to see my mountain friends. Blue
Dogwood and Mountain Laurel Bloom welcome Matt for Nature's Living Room, Blue Ridge Mountains Turning Green. The Country Gentleman with Blue Ridge Mountains Turning Green as rendered on their Sugar Hill Collection anthology. And the Culture Vultures went up first, extolling the many virtues of their idyllic Shenandoah Valley home in Where Nature is Our Friend. You'll find that lighthearted tune on the group's Strange Modern World outing. And indeed it is. Well, that's just about going to wrap up our look at bluegrassical natures. We'll leave it to Hank Patty and The Current to take us on out of here in grand style with the Delta Natural from their Hold Your Head Up High recording. And in that high, happy, dear Mother Nature, get back on your meds, open a bottle of wine, and start thinking warm, fuzzy thoughts kind of note. This is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be heading into the thick of the new Bluegrass CD bins with the expectation of unveiling the latest from Special Consensus, Peter Rowan, Dewey and Leslie Brown, The Highland Travelers, Sideline, and Randy Cook. I'm Dave Higgs, and it'll be new or nothing on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.